friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Gary Sinise lost his son Mac to a one in a million disease, and the family needs prayers. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Julie Provost. In heartbreaking news, Gary Sinise's son, McKenna Anthony Sinise, died at the young age of 33. His death comes 5 years after doctors diagnosed him with a one in a million disease, chordoma. And now, let's cover the Sinise family in prayer as they navigate the agony of this tragic loss. Actor Gary Sinise is well known for his notable roles as Lieutenant Dan in Forrest Gump, or on the TV show CSI New York. However, he's also gained quite a bit of notoriety for his incredible passion for helping veterans. Through the Gary Sinise Foundation, the actor has supported the military and other United States service members in a variety of ways. He's paid off mortgages and built homes for wounded warriors. He regularly sends the families of fallen soldiers to Walt Disney World. Gary Sinise truly has a servant's heart when it comes to honoring those who serve our great country. Sadly, the kind and generous man has suffered a great tragedy. On January 5th, 2024, Gary Sinise's son, Mac, died. McKenna Anthony Sinise, who simply went by Mac, is the only son of Gary Sinise and Moira Harris. The couple also has two daughters, Sophie and Ella. Gary Sinise's son, Mac, joined his father in supporting military service members, veterans, first responders, and their families. Mac went to work at the Gary Sinise Foundation in 2017, and Gary considers it a blessing to share his passion with his son. As a father, having him as part of the foundation was a gift, Gary said. He was a great representative who cared about the mission and those we serve, and I was eager to watch him grow with the organization. Also, like his father, Mac Sinise shared a love of music. He started playing drums at 9 years old and even played with his dad at some of the Lieutenant Band shows when the group's regular drummer couldn't make it. Sadly, in 2018, and just 2 months after his mother's cancer diagnosis, doctors diagnosed Gary Sinise's son with chordoma. Chordoma is one in a million cancer, Gary explained. Originating in the spine, chordoma affects, on average, only 300 people in the U.S. per year. In 70% of cases, the initial tumor can be removed, and it is cured. But in 30% of the cases, perhaps about 90 people per year, the cancer returns. Unfortunately, the latter proved to be true for Mac. Gary Sinise's son, Mac, underwent surgery in September of 2018 to remove a tumor and then subsequent spine procedure in 2019 to clear out infection. However, a few months later, scans revealed the chordoma was back and spreading. Mac Sinise spent several years battling this rare cancer. The illness ate away at his body, robbing him of so much physically, including his ability to play the drums. However, Mac refused to let it steal his joy. Mac continued serving at the Gary Sinise Foundation till he absolutely couldn't any longer. He then began working from home to help launch the Gary Sinise Foundation podcast. Mac even interviewed his dad for the show. Even though the effects of chordoma made playing the drums impossible, Mac continued making music. From his hospital bed, he worked on finishing a piece of music he started writing in college called Arctic Circles. Upon his mother's suggestion, Mac also learned how to play the harmonica. He then teamed up with various musicians, including his dad, to spend his final days creating an album of music called Resurrection and Revival. In the same week the album went to press, Gary Sinise's son lost his battle with chordoma. Like any family experiencing such a loss, we are heartbroken and have been managing as best we can, Gary wrote in a tribute to his son. As parents, it is so difficult losing a child. My heart goes out to all who have suffered a similar loss, and to anyone who has lost a loved one. Despite the intense grief Gary Sinise and his family faced, he will forever cherish the time spent with his son, Mac. While our hearts ache at missing him, we are comforted in knowing that Mac is no longer struggling and inspired and moved by how he managed it. He fought an uphill battle against a cancer that has no cure, but he never quit trying, Gary said. I'm so blessed, fortunate, and proud to be his dad. What a beautiful legacy left behind by this young man. Our hearts and prayers go out to the entire Sinise family. And you now, therefore, have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man takes from you. John 16:22.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Teen saw a woman in a wheelchair about to be hit by a train and immediately jumped into action. Written by Julie Provost, read by Julie Provost. Lily Baker is an 18-year-old high school senior from Tennessee. She's also a hero as she saved a woman in a wheelchair about to get hit by a train. Lily was driving to her friend's house in Giles County, Tennessee, when she spotted a woman in a wheelchair stuck on the railroad tracks. She stopped her car and got out to help. In the process of trying to move her out of harm's way, they both fell over twice. However, they were running out of time. Lily acted fast to avoid getting hit by a train, and she grabbed the woman and saved her life. He was honking his horn and the light started flashing. I was like, oh no, we gotta go now, Lily told News Channel 5. The railroad company told Lily, she was seconds away from the worst happening. I was 18 inches away from getting hit by the train, she told News Channel 5. And that within itself gave me the chills when he told me. Sadly, the woman's legs were hit and she broke both of her ankles, but she expected to make a recovery, according to People. Her wheelchair didn't make it. Knowing that you were so close to death had to be terrifying for this young woman. However, she talks about how she would do it again. She's also very grateful for the woman, as life has been a bit dark for her lately. According to WKRN, Lily says, if I did die, I would have died trying to save somebody, so it would have been okay. Lily was honored for her bravery and plans to go into nursing, which sounds like the perfect job for someone willing to put their life on the line for a stranger in need. What an amazing, heroic young lady who is going to go on and do more amazing things in the future. We thank God that Lily and the woman are alive and are able to avoid the worst in this situation. It easily could have gone another way. He has showed you, O man, what is good and what the Lord require of you, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Micah 6:8.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kynos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kynos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast. Bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.